Hi, we are your hosts, Taylor
and Cynthia,
and you are listening to interviews with hometown heroes,
John
and Kara,
from Ladder Library Summer Reading Program. We are Ladder Teen Advisory, a group of teens in grades 9 to 12 who help create fun, free programs, organize community service events, and influence how Ladder Library serves as teens. We are seeking motivational teens. Are you interested? Call Ladder Library at 504-596-2625 for more.
And you are listening to WTUL News and Views Public Affairs Programming that brings you news and other thought-provoking content on WTUL New Orleans every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 to 10, featuring Democracy Now! At 9 o'clock. News and Views is glad to bring you programming that offers fresh and progressive perspectives on New Orleans and international issues. You can email them at WTULnews@gmail.com, follow them on Twitter at WTULnews, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/WTULnews, or call them at 504-457-VIEW. That's 457-8439. Past interviews can be found at WTULnews.tumblr.com. Welcome to our program.
This is Kara.
This is John.
Woozy.
And that's Greg.
And Greg from All People.
And thank you for playing your music for us.
Who are you? Introduce yourselves one at a time.
I'm John.
I'm Kara.
I'm Greg. I co-run Community Records with my buddy D-Ray, who is not here. He's handling things in Mid-City.
And we are in Woozy.
We play in a band. That's on Community Records.
Yeah.
What are your muses, and what inspires you to do what you do?
My muses are books. I love to read. Whenever we go on tour, we bring a library with us in a crate that sits on top of our gear in the back of the car. That's where I get ideas for lyrics and stories I want to sing about and stuff like that. What inspires me is that my whole family plays music, and it was how we hung out when I was growing up, and I just love to do it, and I want to do it for a job.
My muse. I didn't have internet in my house for a long time, so all really I could do was play guitar and try to write songs. That was really it. I was inspired a lot by all the people everywhere that do that already.
Is there any more information about yourself that you would like to say, like how you got into the band or what kind of inspired you?
One thing that I wanted to do when I started this band was to encourage more women to play music locally. And I figured that the best way I could do that was by starting a band, being like, hey, you guys can do this too, we should play in bands together. And then we make friendship bracelets and braid each other's hair. Not really. John's hair is too short.
You braid this pony.
I just asked him to play guitar.
That was boring.
Where did you guys meet?
We met in college.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We went to Loyola of New Orleans.
When we used to read books on the steps of the library all the time.
That's true.
And we were like on the other sides of the steps, mm-hmm. and we slowly got closer and closer together, and then we made friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did y'all study at Loyola?
I studied music business.
And I studied environmental science.
What are some future plans for your work?
Make more stuff.
Yeah, just keep making it. You just gotta keep making stuff.
Show it to people. That's it.
If you could say something to yourself from 10 years ago or 10 years from now, what would you say?
10 years ago, I was 13. And about to be a freshman in high school. And I would say, don't stand on the bleachers your first day, because you will fall off of them and it will hurt.
Man, myself 10 years ago, I was 14, about to be 15. I was a sophomore in college.
College?
Yeah. I was a sophomore in high school. Man, what did I even do? I don't remember that. I think I did really bad in geometry. And I think I could have done better.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
Should tell our past selves to study harder.
Yeah. I would have got a better scholarship.
What is something you would tell your future self 10 years from now?
Please don't have as many cats as I think you will.
Please don't have any cats. Man, I wonder what I'm going to be like in 10 years. 35.
A little older, a little beardier.
Hey, probably need to move. I want to travel more.
What advice do you have for youth who are interested in what you do?
Practice. practice, 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 practice.
But also don't be afraid to be bad.
That's true.
Like, just do it, too.
Be loud and proud and practice.
What do you dream is possible with your work?
I don't know.
It'd be kind of cool to have, like, be able to talk to a lot of people at once and, like, tell them things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, positive changes
positive
to our community.
Change, you know?
One day at a time with others in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like, grow an audience
helping people
of like-minded people.
Be doing all right.
Yeah.
Mental liberation.
Terrible,
I'm always going for mental liberation. That's
mental
my
liberation.
Main goal.
Okay.
Mental liberation.
I dream of a library tour where we only play in libraries.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We did a coffee shop tour. That was fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No.
Oh,
no.
Come here.
We say it. I'm Kara.
I'm John.
And we're in Woozy.
And thank you for sharing your music. One last question before we close up our interview. What is your dream for your work and vision for our community?
Our dream for our work is to
be a
cool band that's good and that people like and that does good stuff for our community.
Yes.
Yep.
Can we ask you a little bit more about the tour you just went on? Did you guys just come back from tour?
Yeah, we did. We were out for like a month in the Midwest.
In the Midwest, okay.
I love the Midwest.
I also love the Midwest.
Yeah, I grew up in Louisiana. Only by being in bands I've been able to travel and see places, and it's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So y'all did a coffee shop tour or something?
That was earlier this year in the spring. We did a coffee shop and a record store tour of Florida.
It wasn't like consciously that, it just ended up being that. It was cool. Yeah.
But it was cool that it was that.
Yeah. Like no bars, no like...
Yeah, a lot of... I don't know, I feel like a lot of music is sort of assumed to be related to going to bars and drinking and all this like party bleh stuff, but it totally exists separately. It can, it does, it should.
It art too.
You don't have to be drinky to be rock and roll, because lemonade's tasty too.
That's the end of our interview. Thank you for listening to Taylor
and Cynthia.
We are part of Ladder Teen Advice, a group of teens in grades 9 through 12 who help create fun, free programs, organize community service programs, and influence how Ladder Library serves our teens. We are seeking motivational teens. Are you interested? Call Ladder Libraries at 504-596-2625 for more information. You're tuned in to 91.5 WTUL News and Views Public Affairs Programming that brings you news and WTUL New Orleans every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 through 10 a.m.